Hey guys, it's Dan. So in this video, I want to talk to you about the end of serviced accommodation. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, Dan Latto speaking. So, just saw a Facebook post just now talking about how Airbnb properties are basically going to get a license, and this is based in Scotland, but generally what happens in Scotland, the UK or England follows through with anyway. But I've been calling this out for some time now because I actually feel that serviced accommodation, short-term lets, it's been on the books for quite some time where this is going to get looked at. It's already happened in London where you can only do 90 days and you need planning permission and so on. But I think this is going to happen nationwide, and this could be the death knell for serviced accommodation and short-term lets, holiday homes, that kind of thing. Already there will be hotels that are complaining about Airbnb because obviously they've just taken a huge amount of business away from hotels, and there's definitely a place for serviced accommodation in well-run apartments, for example, where you've got one or two bedrooms, because obviously if you're a mum and dad and two kids, like, what are you supposed to do with that in a hotel? How does that even supposed to work, especially if the kids are young? Whereas in an apartment, it makes life so much easier. So there's definitely a place for it, but to the extent that it is right now. And the other side of this is rent to rent, where people rent a one-bed flat or a two-bed flat from a landlord in Leeds City Centre, let's say, and then they sublet that as a holiday home. Many landlords don't even know that that's what their property's being used for. I get people on rent to rent emailing me, asking me to rent my £250,000 apartment. And I'm like, well, whose training course have you been on and when? And they're like, oh, I went on this X training course 2 weeks ago. And I'm like, so let me get this right. You expect me, a landlord of 22 years, to give you my £250,000 penthouse pad in Leeds City Centre to a person who has been doing it, like, from a weekend training course? Like, that's it? Yeah? No. Don't think that's going to happen, quite honestly. We get them all the time, and it's always raised warning flags. And the second aspect here is they don't even ask if the lease will allow people to do that. And so you've just got amateurs running this system, and it really kind of annoys me that you have all these amateurs, but we as landlords have all these extra hoops to jump through, whereas Airbnb hosts don't seem to have to do anything. But that's going to change, and I think it's going to change in the next couple of years, and licensing is going to come through. So if you run an Airbnb or if you're in rent to rent, the business model is unsustainable, and I've been saying that for a number of years. I don't mind a rent to rent serviced accommodation as long as that is a stepping stone onto something else, but generally it's not. Generally, this is their business model, and they see this business model going through for the next 5 or 10 years, and they don't own anything. It's not a sustainable business model. Look, a sustainable business model in property is a buy-to-let. You can HMO them if you like, but I think there's been too many HMOs, and that's why Article 4's come through. People are trying to optimise their revenues by HMOing everything. Look, bog standard, one-bed, two-bed apartments in city centres, two-bed, three-bed, four-bed houses on the outskirts. This is the stuff that is your bread and butter property. And if you're still thinking of running serviced accommodation via rent to rent, I think this is short-term thinking. And you don't want to get into something short-term, put everything into that as much as possible, only to find the rug pulled out from underneath you. I think if you're going to do this, you do it short-term, you move the money that you make from it into deposits on buy-to-lets, and you go down the normal property route. That's what you do. You want something that's as hands-off as possible, and as we know, serviced accommodation is not hands-off. The amount of bedding that you have to wash is phenomenal, right? So you've got to start thinking about what else you're going to do. Hope that's a useful video for you. We'll catch up with you on the next one. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.